Today's daf is Me'ila daf Tes Zayin. We left off in daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We're at the Mishnah at the very bottom of the page and daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. It says the Mishnah, Kol ha'nevelos mitstarfin zu im zu v'kalashkatu mitstarfin zeh im zeh. All different types of nevela are mitstarif with each other, meaning the basar of one type of nevela with the basar of another nevela are mitstarif with each other to make up a shear of a kezayis, the Mefarish points out, and says the Mefarish, mashma hashta afilu nevelos behema tmeim nevela behema stahara, even if it's nevela of a kosher animal and nevela of a non-kosher animal, they're mitstarif with each other to make up the isra of achil this nevela b'kezayis, v'kol ha'shratzim mitzarif mizayim zeh, and shratzim also are mitzarif with each other, la'ochel mehem kezayis, if a person needs a kezayis from two different shratzim, meaning half a zayis from one and half a zayis from another, they are mitzarif with each other. So says the Gemara, amarav, lo shanu elu l'inyan tumah. No, I have mistranslated the Mishnah a second ago when I said that they are mitzarif with each other, that if you eat a half a kezayis of one and a half a kezayis of another, that it's a violation of the Yisr, that one is going to be chayiv. No, that is not what the Mishnah is talking about. Rav says the Mishnah is only talking when in regards to Tumah, that a kezayis of Nevela is mitameh, so a half a zayis of one Nevela and a half a zayis of another Nevela could be mitstarif with each other in order to be mitameh. Aval inyan achila tahorin b'fnei atzman u'tameh b'fnei atzman. But when it comes to the Yisr achilas Nevela, well then each there are two general categories of nevela. There are nevelas of kosher animals, nevelas of non-kosher animals. When it comes to the Yisra Achila, nevelas of kosher animals will be mitzarif with each other, and nevelas of non-kosher animals will be mitzarif with each other, but nevelas of kosher animals and nevelas of non-kosher animals will not be mitzarif with each other legabe Achila, only legabe Tuma. V'Levi Amar, afil Achila nami mitzarif, and Levi will say, now the nevelos of all different types of animals, kosher and non-kosher, will be mitzarif not only for the Yisra of Tuma, but for the Yisra of Achila as well. Rav Asi Amar, and Rav Asi says, Tahorim liatzman, utumeyin liatzman. Kosher animals are in their own category, and non-kosher animals are in their own category. Ikadamri pliga adarav, ikadamri lo pliga. So the question is, what exactly does he mean by that? What is Rav Asi saying? Is he saying the same thing that Rav said, that they're in their own category in regards to Achila, but he's moda that in regards to Tumah, that they are all one big category of Nevela, kosher and non-kosher animals are all the same in regards to Tumah, or is he saying, no, they are in completely separate categories, bein legabe Achila, bein legabe Tumah, kosher animals are mitzarif with each other for achila and for tuma, and non-kosher animals are mitzarif with each other for achila and for tuma, but kosher and non-kosher are never mitzarif with each other, neither for achila nor for tuma. So it is two possibilities of what Rav Asi really holds. Is Rav Asi a third shita over here, or is Rav Asi simply echoing the shita of his Rebbe, Rav? Rav happened to have been the Rebbe of Rav Asi. So that's two possibilities of what Rav Asi holds. Now if you look at Tosfos to explain why each shita holds what they hold, meaning why would Rav say that when it comes to Tumah, when it comes to the Isser of Tumas Nevela, the concept of Tumas Nevela, that all different types of Nevelos are going to be mitzarif, even kosher and non-kosher types of animals, and yet when it comes to Achila, they're not going to be mitzarif, why would Levi say that they're mitzarif even when it comes to Achila? And why would Rav Asi say, according to one Lashon, that they're never mitzarif? So says Tosfos in the bottom, Tosfos on Tes Vav and Beis, Amar Rav, lo shanu elin yutuma, v'achi kam mas nisin, kol anevelos mitzarfos l'tuma. All nevelos, when our Mishnah says all nevelos are mitzarif, it means only in the category of halacha relating to tuma. But in regards to the Isser of Achilas Nevela, different types of Nevela, kosher and non-kosher animals, from kosher and non-kosher animals are not mitzarif. Ela tahorim liatzman, utameim liatzman. Kosher animals are in one category, non-kosher animals are in another category. The Isser de tahorim mishum Nevela, the Isser tameya mishum tuma. And here's the reason for Rav. When it comes to a kosher animal that dies, it does not get a proper shechita, it just dies, that animal is a nevela. The reason it's asur to eat it is simply and solely because it is a nevela. when it comes to a non-kosher animal that dies, the reason that it's asr to eat it is not because it didn't get a proper shechita. It's asr to eat it because it's a behemoth tameya. It's a non-kosher animal. It has nothing to do with the isr nevela. Av mishum nevela leka. There's no isr of nevela on such an animal. The kasav rav ein isr chalal isr. Meaning the point is that Rav holds that ein isr chalal isr, and since it was already asr as a non-kosher animal, as a behemoth tameya, before it ever died, therefore the isr nevela is not going to be chal. That is the backbone of Rav's shita, that ein isr chalal isr. So when you have a kosher animal where there's no existing isr previously, and then it becomes a nevela, so that's an isr nevela. But when you're dealing with an animal that's anyway not kosher, and then it becomes a nevela, so the isr of nevela is not going to be chal. But in regards to tuma, so a non-kosher animal is not mitameh. Previously, when it dies, it only then starts to be able to be metame as a nevela. So in regards to tumah, there's nothing to discuss about ein isr chalal isr. All nevelas are in the same category, whether from a cow or from a pig. It doesn't make a difference. All nevelas are going to be in the same category with regard to tumah. So that's Rav Shita. What about Levi? Does Levi not agree that ein isr chalal isr? Why does Levi hold that their mitzarif, even for achila, makes it sound like even a non-kosher animal that dies is going to have an isr nevela? We don't just say, come on, it's asr mishum being a non-kosher animal anyway, so the isr nevela is no place to be chal. The Levi amar l'achila nami mitzarif, and Levi holds that it's mitzarif for achila. I, fractosos, whatever happened to ein isr chalal isr, vim tomer v'chi pligi, Rav Levi, beplukta the Tanoi Bialma, Damrin the Pligi Bisr Chalal Isr. Why, you really want to tell me that Rav and Levi argue in the famous Machlokas Tanoim throughout Shas of Ein Isr Chalal Isr? Hamid the Park with Samach Ravasi become a Shani Ksavar Haitan Isr Chalal Isr, Alma Islu Lukulu Amarai the Pligi Yacha, De Ein Isr Chalal Isr. But the Gemara is going to ask soon on the Shita of Ravasi, and the way Ravasi is going to deflect the challenge is by saying, nah, you're asking me from an outside Shita, you're asking me from someone who holds Isr Chalal Isr. My whole discussion is within the more accepted shita that ain't isr chalal isr, giving the strong implication that all three of the shitos at this point of the Gemara would agree that ain't isr chalal isr. So where does Levi get this idea that even la achila, a nevela of a kosher animal, a nevela of non-kosher animal, will be mitzarif with each other, whatever happened to ain't isr chalal isr? So says Tosos v'nir lefarish tevadai, Kulu Iri the Mandi Amar Ein Isr Chalal Isr. Everyone's assuming like the Shita Ein Isr Chalal Isr. V'Levi Amar Lach, and Levi would tell you Afagav the Bialma Ein Isr Chalal Isr. Hachamoda di Isr Chalal Isr de Gali Krab bin Nevela. Dichsev Echel of Nevela Vacholos Achlu. Hatar Amra Yavo Isr Nevela Viachol Isr Chalav Vuadin de Chayonami Isr Nevela Atameya. Levi would say, I do all as a matter of principle. Ein isr chalal isr. That is almost always true, except for when the Torah tells me otherwise. When there's a drasha to be made, where the Torah's dafka going out of its way to tell me that an isr can be chal on an isr, so that an isr can be chal on an isr. And by nevela, the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that the isr of nevela can be chal on other isurim. So normally, ein isr chalal isr, but the isr nevela can be chal on the isr chalev, and if it can be chal on the isr chalev, it can be chal on the isr beim tameh of a non-kosher animal as well. And therefore, a non-kosher animal that dies without the benefit of shechita is asr not only mishum being a non-kosher animal, but also because it is nevela. And therefore, if you have a nevela of a non-kosher animal, a havakazayas of a nevela of a non-kosher animal, with a havakazayas of a nevela of a kosher animal, and you eat them together, you have violated the isra of achilas kizayas of nevela. That is Levi's shita. What about Rav Asi? Why would Rav Asi say that behema tameya, non-kosher animals are completely in their own category, and kosher animals are completely in their own category? So if he's saying exactly the same thing as Rav, we already explained. Ein isr chalal isr. Legabe tumah der mitzarif, because there's nothing to talk about with ein isr chalal isr. There was no tumah before the animals died. And legabe the isr achila, you understand that they're not going to be mitzarif, because the one that's already a non-kosher animal is not going to become asr mishum neve. It's only asr mishum, it's a pig. So it's not going to be mitzarif. But what if Rav Asi holds, not like Rav, what if Rav Asi holds, what about the understanding of Rav Asi, that Rav Asi thinks, bein le'inyan achila, and Bein Linyan Tuma. Even in regards to Tuma, half a zayis of a nevela of a kosher animal and half a zayis of a nevela of a non-kosher animal, even in regards to Tuma are not mitzarif. Where would that come from? It doesn't come from Enes of Chal Lisser. So if Rav Asi Yom Ratorim b'fnei Atzman Tumei b'fnei Atzman Nika Damri Pliga Adarav Kusavir Dilyan Tuma Nami Lo Mitzarfi. That there is a shita that Rav Asi is disagreeing with Rav, that even the Gabi Tuma they're not mitzarif. Vim Tomar Umay Taima, what's the svar for that? Tainach Linyan Achila Kedibrashim La'el Dishnei Yisurim Heim El Linyan Tuma Amay Lo Mitzarfi V'yisur Torah Tumei Shnei Mishum Tuma. How could it be that Rav Asi would say that even legabe tumas nevela, a non-kosher and kosher animal cannot be mitzarif? I, when it comes to kosher and non-kosher animals, they both have the same issue of tumas nevela. See, Yishlomer de Kosovar, kiven de linin achila lo mitzarfi, linin tumanami lo mitzarfi. Rav Asi must hold that since they're not going to be mitzarif with each other, legabe the isser of achilas nevela, memela they're not going to be able to be mitzarif with each other, legabe the isser. The concept of tumas nevela. You have to say that the two go hand in hand. Meaning the soda machlokas between Rav Asi and Rav over here would be how connected are the iser achilas nevela and the concept of tumas nevela. How much is the iser achila a function of the tuma and the iser of tuma a function of the iser achila? Rav Asi would say they're very connected, and if the iser of achilas nevela is not going to be the same by both of them, meaning a non-kosher animal doesn't have an iser of achilas nevela, that tells you that fundamentally even the tumas nevela of a non-kosher animal is different. It's a different kind of nevela. It's a different brand of nevela altogether than the brand of a nevela of a kosher animal. And therefore, even in regards to its tumah, it's not going to be able to be mitzarif for the kosher animal. Whereas Rav will say, no, these are two separate inyanin. The Yisra Achilas nevela is one inyan, the Yisra Tumas nevela is another inyan. In regards to Achilas nevela, good, that only applies to kosher animals, non-kosher animals, ein iser chal al iser. But in regards to tumas nevela, it's a totally separate inyan, and therefore they can be mitzarif with each other. So this is the Gemara's explanation of the Tosfos explanation of the three shitos. But notable in Tosfos' explanation is that the underlying assumption of everybody is that there is a broad general shas concept that they all want to accept that ein iser chal al iser. So this is a klal gadol throughout Shas that ein iser chal al iser. So there it happens to be, even though it's a klal gadol, we do find that there are shitos throughout Shas that disagree with it, like we're going to see later in our sugya, like Tosos alluded to, that Rav Asi is going to tell us that no, there are some tanoim that hold iser chal al iser. But where does this general concept come from? Where do we learn this idea that ein iser chal al iser? That everyone, all three amoraim in our Gemara, the way Tos explained it, seem to be accepting it. So there's a rush in the fourth parak of Maseches Nazir, at the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Nazir, where the Rush says that this entire concept is derived from Truma. The Torah says by Truma, Umesu bo ki chaluluhu, that you will die with it because you have been mechalal it, you have deconsecrated it. And the Gemara Darshans, from here we see that a Kohen Tameh, a Tameh Kohen, that eats Truma Tameya is not Chayiv Misa. Why? Because the Isser of Tumas Aguf cannot be Chal on the Isser of Truma Tameya. Meaning when the Truma was already Tameh, the Truma itself, the food itself was already Tameh, it was already Aser to eat. So if a Kohen who is Tameh eats it, he is not being mechalal the truma, because it is already mechulal the omeid. It's already tame, it's already aser. He's not, by him being tame, he's not, that iser is not going to be chal on the already existing iser of the truma being tame. So from there we learn, that's a prototype to learn, to kalata rakula, that ein iser chalal iser. That's how the Rush says. However, that's not going to work for everybody, because if you hold that by an iser kolel, Isser Chalal Isser, that when the second Isser is more inclusive, then Isser will be Chalal Isser, then you can't say that this is the source, because Tumas HaGuf, the Kohen being Tameh, is a more inclusive Isser than the Truma being Tameh. Because the Kohen being Tameh will Aser him in Truma Tahora as well. In all Truma, even Truma Tahora, the Truma being Tameh is only an Isser on that Chefza Shel Truma to be eaten by a Kohen. But the Kohen being Tameh comes to include all other Truma as well, even Truma Tahora. Isra. So that it's not going to be a great source if you assume Isra Kolal. It happens to be when the Rambam quotes this din, the Rambam Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, he writes that a Kohen Tamei who eats Truma Tameya is not going to be Chayiv Misa because it's Eino Kodesh. So the Prima Gadim in the Psicha to Hilchos Shechita in Yerodeya writes that the Rambam doesn't say that it's because of Einis Rechal Lisra like the Rush says. Why doesn't the Rambam say that the reason the Kohen is not going to be chayiv is anus or chalal iser? So he says because the Rambam holds that an iser is chalal iser asei, and since the iser of truma tameya is an iser asei, so the second iser could be chalal and iser asei. It's just that two lavin can't be mitzari for the, can't be chalal on each other. Also, Prima Gadim suggests maybe the Rambam is speaking about a case where the kohen became tamei and then the truma became tamei. So in such a situation, the iser of tumas truma should not be chalal on the iser of Tumas HaGuf, but the Yisra of Tumas HaGuf is Chal, and therefore he would be Chayiv Misa. Meaning, when you eat Truma that itself is Tamei, there's no Chayiv Misa. When the Kohen is Tamei and he eats Truma, he is Chayiv Misa. So why does the Rambam have to give me another reason for Kohen is Tamei, eating Truma that's Tamei, for not being Chayiv Misa other than Ein Yisra Chal Lisser? Yeah, because Ein Yisra Chal Lisser means the second Yisra is not going to be Chal. But who says which Yisra came first? Meaning, who says that the Truma became Tamei and then the Kohen became Tamei? Maybe the Kohen became Tamei, so he already had the Yisr of Misa, and then the Truma became Tamei. So good, so the Yisr of Truma Tamei won't be Chal, but he should still be Chayiv Misa. So that's why, says the Prima Gadim, that's why the Rambam has to give a different reason over here. Also, Prima Gadim says the Rambam holds Yisr Chal Yisr be Yisr Kolel. Over here there's an Yisr Kolel, so that's why this isn't, like we said, it's the Rush would not be a good source if you hold Ein Yisr Chal Yisr be Yisr Kolel. Fine, but that is the Rush's understanding of what the source of Ein Yisr Chal Lisser is. The Rush then quotes that Rabbeinu Tam has a different source, and that different source is from Nazir. By Nazir it says, Miyayin v'shechar yazir. So it sounds like the Torah is Mechayev the Nazir, only Mishum Nazir, and not Mishum any other Isser. Even if there already happens to be another Isser on the Yayin, he's still the Isser of Nazir is the only one that's going to be Chal. No additional Isser is ever going to be Chal. That's how Rabbeinu Tam derives. Minchas Chinuch just says, he doesn't know what all the tumult about. Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi, Ozvav says, Ein Isser Chal, this is a Svara. It's the same thing as Mushba V'yomed. That once a person is ready, Mushba V'yomed, you already have an Isser in place. So what kind of, it doesn't make sense for something for it to be usher for another reason. It's already usher. Something's usher. You're gonna kill it twice. You're gonna kill a dead horse. It's already a dead, it's already usher. What kind of it just doesn't make sense for another isher to be chal. And says the Minchas Chinuch, well, if it's a svara and it's not just a din that's derived from a pasuk, so the chora that should apply to Bnei Noach as well. That even if a Ben Noach has something that's already usher for one reason, then Ein Isser Chal Lisser should apply to a Ben Noach as well. It's an interesting, addition. Anything that's Mishum Svara should apply to Ben Noach. Now, we do find three general exceptions to the rule of Ein Yisra Chal Yisr: Yisr Mosif, Yisr Kolel, Yisr Basachas. Those are the three cases of Yisr Chol, of where Yisr will be Chal Yisr. Yisr Mosif is when the second Yisr adds to the Chaticha that's already Yisr, something that was already that was previously mutter, and since the chelik iser that was added is going to be chal, the entire new iser could be chal, even the part that's not adding anything. Iser kolel is when the second iser includes other chatichos as well. The second iser will apply to other pieces that are not included in the first iser, and that will be gorer along with it the first iser to be included under both isurim. And iser basachas is when they both happen at the same time, so you can't determine which one's going to be chal and which one is not going to be chal. The Gemara in Masechet Yevamos is one of the primary sugyas in Shas, and Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel of Ein Yisr Chal Lisser. The Gemara says that even if Ein Yisr Chal Lisser, that's only in legabe the chiv korban, but mala ani alav ki ilu asa shtayim. But even though Ein Yisr Chal Lisser, if a person eats, let's say that piece of nevela that has both an Isra of Behema Tameya and an Isra of Nevela, Granted, Einis Rechal Lissri is only going to be punished for one, Legabe bringing a carbon, but it says if he did both. So the Gemara says, what do you mean it says if he did both? L'may nafkamina, says if he did both. He's not going to bring carbon for both. So the Gemara says, L'kavro ben Rishayim and Gemurim. That it used to be that in cemeteries, the way the halacha is, that in cemeteries, the way we bury people, the Gemara, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin says that even by Beis Din would have two different cemeteries. They have a cemetery for people who were chayiv the more severe chiyuve misa, and a cemetery for people who were chayiv the less severe chiyuve misa. Because the halacha is, you're not supposed to bury your rasha etzel tzaddik, and not only you're not supposed to bury your rasha etzel tzaddik, you shouldn't even bury a bad rasha next to a not so bad rasha. So you have to keep them separate from each other in the cemeteries. Rav Shechter points out that's why he thought the minhag developed that shuls have their own sections in cemeteries, because generally speaking, people of the same that daven in the same shul typically are of the same level of religious observance, roughly. So that's where the minhag came from. But it's there is such a halacha. You're not allowed to bury your rasha etzel tzaddik. So if this guy violates the isser of nevela with the edus rechal isser, he eats nevelos of pig, not just stam nevelos that just weren't shechted. So he gets his own spot, his own more worse spot in the cemetery than someone who just eats stam nevela. The Shach writes the Shach in Yerodeya, Simreish Lamelches of Katnei. So the Shach writes that which we say that a person is nishba shalo yochel nevela, that a shvuah is not going to be chal. Let's say you have a person who says, I swear that I'm not going to eat nevela. So a shvuah is not going to be chal at all, because he's mushba va'omed on nevela mehar sinai. He already has an isser nevela, ein isser chal al isser. So says the Shach, let's say he then has to eat nevela mishum pikuach nefesh. Right, a guy is nebuch. He's in a deathly situation, and he's going to have to eat nevela. He should be kuach nefesh. So here's a person who's now allowed to eat nevela. So now should we say at least get rid of your shvua? Be shoal on your shvua, because now you have whatever issue you can get rid of. The halacha is that if you have the ability to save yourself by eating kosher food, you're not allowed to eat non-kosher food. You have to eat dafka the kosher food. You can't just say, oh, I'm deathly ill, all is mutter for me. No, it's mutter to eat non-kosher food if that's your only choice. But if it's not your only choice, so then you have to eat kosher food. So good, the issue of nevela goes away for this guy, because he needs the nevela for whatever reason in order to survive. Now that the issue of nevela goes away, should he have to worry about the shavua and make the shavua go away so that undo the shavua so that it will be kosher from that perspective? Shach says no, because einis chal lisser. There never was a shavua chal at all. Nevela is ready. Asur mishum nevela. The issue of shavua never existed. Prima Gadim says, you see from the Shach, that when we say Einis Rechal Lisser, it sounds against that Gemara. It sounds like Einis Rechal Lisser at all, that it doesn't exist. Pasha doesn't exist at all. The Gemara makes it sound like, well, you're going to be buried in a different spot because you really did violate a more severe level of that Isser. Prima Gadim says, the Shach is against the Gemara. It's Mamish against the Gemara. So Rav Chaim Kovitz Ha'aros tries to defend the Shach, and he tries to say that the Einis Rechal Lisser is that the second Isser is not Chal at all. The Shach is right, it's not Chal at all. When the Gemara says you're buried Ben Rishon Gemurim, it's because the Sibas HaIsser is still there. And the Sibas HaIsser is enough to make a person be buried in a different spot in the cemetery. Meaning, you didn't violate any Isser, but the underlying badness of the object itself is still there. It's still a bad object. Still something that's no good. Is it an Isser? No, it's not an Isser. It's just no good. And therefore, that's enough to put you in a different spot in the cemetery. Very difficult concept to understand. Halachically, what it means, the Sibasa Isser. Rav Chaim gives a mashal. He says it's similar to the Isser of being machal, the Isser Sviya Lekatan. The Gemara Yivamas, Kofiud Gimel, Kofiud Dal talks about it. There's an Isser of Los Achilim, that you're not allowed to feed something not kosher to a katan. Katan is not chayiv mitzvahs at all. So what kind of what's the problem? Why can't you give him something that's aser for the katan? He has no mitzvahs. No, but the sibas ha'iser is there. It's what we maybe it relates to the concept of timtum alev, that it's just not good for you. It does something. It just has a negative effect on the person, even absent any formal iser. Okay. Anyway, so these are the three shittos of Amoraim. All of them assuming ein iser chalal iser. The Amoraim just disagree when the Mishnah says that nevelos are mitzvahs. mitzaref with each other, on what level do we mean that they're mitzaref with each other? It happens to be Rav Asi's shita that tahorim b'fnei atzman, tameim b'fnei atzman, is very difficult to understand what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah says all nevelos are mitzaref with each other. If you hold Rav Asi disagrees with Rav and holds bein le'inyan achila, bein le'inyan tuma, nevelos of kosher animals are in one category, nevelos of non-kosher animals are in a different category, and they are never mitzaref with each other, so difficult to understand what the Mishnah is talking about when it says all nevelos are mitzaref with each other. So Rav Asi, Tosfos explains, Rav Asi must understand the Mishnah to mean all nevelos of kosher animals are mitzaref with each other, and all nevelos of non-kosher animals are mitzaref with each other. But not that nevelos of kosher animals are ever going to be mitzaref with nevelos of non-kosher animals. That won't happen. That they won't be mitzaref. That's how you have to understand Rav Asi, if Rav Asi is in fact disagreeing with Rav. So we're holding 6 lines in on Daf Tez Zayin Amin Alv. Meisve, frankly Gemara, Misas Parav Echaye Gomel. What if you have a half a gazayis of a dead kosher animal, a para, and a half a gazayis of a taken off of a live non-kosher animal, a gomel? Ein mitzarfim ze im ze. They're not going to be mitzarif with each other. So says the Gemara, Hamisas Shneim mitzarfim. Sounds like if you take a half a gazayis of a dead non-kosher animal and a half a gazayis of a dead kosher animal, so they're going to be mitzarif for nevela. The kasha l'ravasi, isn't this a kasha on ravasi who held that they're not mitzarif for anything? Not legabe tuma, not legabe achila. They're not mitzarif for anything. Is it also a kasha on Rav? Rav said they're not mitzarif for the iser achila. They're only mitzarif for tuma. So if this is talking about tuma, it would not be a kashan rav. If it's talking about achila, when we say that they are mitzarif, it is a kashan rav. So Tosos, toward the end of Tosos Dibra Maslam Meisve, first Tosos assumes that it's only Kashan Ravasi, and maybe this is only talking about Tumah, but then at the very end, toward the end of Tosos Dibra Maslam Meisve, about 5 lines before it ends, it says, El Shmamina, Tal Korchach Mayri Hachal Inyan Achila, that this whole issue is only an issue in regards to Achila. Vimkena, May Lo Parach L'Rav Kamod Parach L'Ravasi. So if we're saying over here that when in regards to Achila, a half a gazayis of a gummel and a half a gazayis of a dead gummel and a half a gazayis of a dead para are not going to be mitzaref, are going to be mitzaref with each other. So shouldn't that be a kasha and rav? Because it's saying they're going to be mitzaref with each other, legabe the yisur achila. Sounds like the yisur nevelas chal even on the on a dead animal, even on a dead non-kosher animal. So it sounds like they're going to be mitzaref even legabe achila. So it's a kashan rav. If it's a kashan rav, why did the Gemara only ask this as a kashan rav asi? Right? Why not ask it on rav as well? So frektosos imkena milo parach l'rav kamo de parach l'rav asi. Answer tosos yishlomer de nachinami de parach afil l'rav. We are asking on rav also. Vadakamar amalach rav asi. When the Gemara gives an answer, the Gemara is going to say rav. Rav Asi answers you. What do you mean, Rav Asi? Rav also needs to answer me. Mishum desvirle lebalashas to lapolig ad Rav. V'kiyechid nichal Rav Asi mehay time inami nichal leRav. The Gemara is now assuming, like the shita that holds, that Rav Asi is in agreement with Rav. So that's why the Gemara is saying it as a kashan Rav Asi. Rav Asi was the Talmud of Rav who ran around screaming Rav's shita from the rooftops. He was the one that publicized Rav's shita. So we ask it on Rav Asi because Rav Asi is the Talmud of Rav who happens to agree with Rav. If you were to assume, like the shita, that Rav Asi disagreed with Rav, then it would be strange that we're asking only in Rav Asi and not like Rav. But we're assuming right now that Rav Asi and Rav are in full agreement, and this diuk that we're making, that if you have half a gazayis of a dead gamal and half a gazayis of a dead para, that they are mitzaref, is legabe achila, that they're mitzaref for the yisra of achilas gazayis min hanavela. So says the Gemara, no, you made the wrong diuk. The diuk should not be that if you have a half a kazayis of a dead cow and half a kazayis of a dead gummel, that they're mitzarif. No, half a kazayis of a live cow, half a kazayis of a live gummel, they're mitzarif. And we're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that holds Eivir Menachai is noeg by a non-kosher animal as well, and therefore the Yisra of Basar Menachai is going to be noeg by a non-kosher animal as well. So when you take half a gazayas from a gamel and from a live gamel and half a gazayas from a live cow, they'll be mitzari for the Yisra of Basar Menachai. So that's what it's mitzari for, even according to Rav. Aval misa shneim mai lo mitzarfi, but maybe misa shneim, if you have a half a gazayis of a dead gamel, half a gazayis of a dead para, they won't be mitzarif. So says Gemara, if that's the case, if it's not mitzarif when a half a kazayis of each dead, then imkein ma'iri derat v'tani misas part of the chaye gamal. Why, when you want to give me a case of the, where they're not mitzarif, would you make them unlike each other even more? Make them not only is one a non-kosher animal, one a kosher animal, but one's alive, one is dead. Even if they're the same, they're not going to be mitzarif with each other. Even if they're both dead, they're not going to be mitzarif with each other. So why would you give a case where they're even more different? Hafilu misa shneim lo mitzarfi. Even if they were both dead, they wouldn't be mitzarif, according to what you're telling me right now, within the Shita of Rav. Va'or, and furthermore, Tanya chatzi zayis para b'chayeha, v'chatzi zayis gamal b'misasa ein mitzarfin. We have a brisa that says, when are they not mitzarif? When it's a half a kazayis of a live para, half a kazayis of a dead gamal. Aval chatzi zayis mi para, v'chatzi zayis mi gamal, bein b'chayeha, bein b'misasa, mitzarfin. But a chatzi zayis of a para, chatzi zayis of a gamal, whether alive or dead, is mitzarif. So what does that mean, whether alive or dead? Do you think that means that even if one is alive and one is dead, that it's mitzarif? Well, we just said that that's not mitzarif. Then kosher resha seifa. It would be a direct contradiction from one line to the next. Elav shmamina misa shneim mitzarfim. So what does it mean? Bein b'chayeh, bein b'misasa mitzarfim. It means that whether they are both alive, or whether they are both dead, they will be mitzarif to each other. But if one is alive, one is dead, they won't be mitzarif. So this is a major kasha. Meaning, how did Rav Asi defend himself? He says that, no, there is no such deal that if they're both dead, they'll be mitzarif. If they're both alive, they'll be mitzarif. But if they're both dead, then they won't be mitzarif. So we have two kashas on him. Number one, if when they're both dead, they in fact are not mitzarif, why give me a case of one being dead, one being alive, when the Brisa tells me that they're not mitzarif? And number two, the Brisa says explicitly, bein b'chaya, bein b'misasa, and that has to mean, when they're both dead, they're not mitzarif. So it's a very, very strong kasha Ravasi. So here's the line that we kept on referring to, Amalek Ravasi, Haytana Savar Isra Chalal Isra. Yeah, if you want to say that when they're both dead, that they are mitzarif with each other, that's because you're assuming Isra Chalal Isra. And if Isra Chalal Isra, then when you have a gamal, even though it's Asr Mishum Behema Tameya, it's a non-kosher animal, and that alone is enough to make it Asr, but we're assuming, like the Shita, that Isra Chalal Isra, that once it dies without the benefit of Shechita, so the Isser of Nevela is going to be Chal on that Isser as well. Now, the Gemara had said that Rav had limited Lagabe Tuma, but Lagabe Achila, Torah B'fnei Atzma Tumei, B'fnei Atzma, and Levi holds, even L'Achila, they're also Mitzarev. So just on this sugya, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a major kasha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his Chidushim says that the issue over here of whether it's Efshar to be Mitzarev, two Chatzai Zaysim, a Chatzai Zayis of kosher, of Nevela from a kosher animal, no such thing as kosher Nevela. Chatzai Zayis, it's like kosher bacon bits, right? Chatzai Zayis of Nevela from a kosher animal, and a Chatzai Zayis of Nevela from a non-kosher animal, Tosfos in Masechet Shavuos writes that the Isra of Chatzi Shir, we don't have an Isra, we don't have a concept of Ein Isra Chal Isra by an Isra of Chatzi Shir. It's Efshar Lekol Isra Sheyachol Isra Chatzi Shir. Any Isra, Tosfos says, can be Chal on the Isra of Chatzi Shir. And that's Bein the Shita and Yuma that holds Chatzi Shir's Mutter Min HaTorah, where obviously Chatzi Zayis B'fnei Atzma was Heter Gamur, and there would be no problem, or even according to the Shita, Chatzi Shir's Asur Min HaTorah. Because Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah is still a much lesser Isra. It's not an Isra Gamur, and therefore a new Isra could be Chal on the Isra of Chatzi Shir. So if that's true, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the concept of Ein Isra Chal Isra doesn't apply to an Isra of Chatzi Shir, because the Isra of Chatzi Shir is only a partial Isra. So when you have only a Chatzi Zayis of Behemah Tameya, what are we saying, according to Rav, that a Chatzi Zayis of Nevela Tameya is not going to be Asr with Isra Nevela, because Ein Isra Chal Isra? The Chatzi Zayis of Nevela Tameya is Ki'ilu there's no Tameya at all, because it's a Chatzi Zayis. So what's going to stop the Isra of Nevela from being Chal? As soon as it connects with another Chatzi Zayis of Nevela from a kosher animal, shouldn't the Isra of Nevela be Chal? Don't tell me Ein Isra Chal Isra on the behema tamea. It was a chatzi zayis of behema tamea. Chatzi zayis has nothing. So that's the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay, so that's what all the achronim work on. We don't have time for it right now, but that's the kasha that all the achronim work on. Very, very stark a kasha. So says Gemara now weiter on Amud Beis. Amrav Yidam Rav. Achilas shratzim. New statement. Achilas shratzim local of bekazayis. How much basar of shratzim do you need to eat in order to be chayv malchus? Now, in order for shratzim to be metame, even in an adasha, the size of a lentil is enough to be metame. Is that the same in regards to the isur of achila shratzim? Or no, maybe achila shratzim is an isur achila, and therefore it needs to be a kezayis. So Rav Yudam Rav says, gotta be a kezayis. It's an isur achila. My time, achila ksiv behu. When the Torah tells me not to eat shratzim, it uses lashon of achila, and achila in the Torah Halachal Moshe Misinai always means kezayis. Vatani Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. I, but didn't Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina teach the following in front of Rabbi Yochanan, where the pasuk says, "Vivdaltem beina behima tahora l'tameya, ubeina ofat tamei l'tar." You have to distinguish between kosher and non-kosher animals, kosher and non-kosher birds. V'los shak tzuas nafsho seichem v'behima ba'of u'b'chol asher tirmos ha'adama asher v'dalti l'chem l'tamei. And don't be mishaket yourself with eating these shkatzim, the urmasim, these rodents that I have designated as tamei. So what do you see? The Torah starts out by telling me, don't eat what you're not allowed to eat. Pasach kasbachila, telling me all the yisuri achila that I'm not allowed to eat, v'siim betuma. Then it says, asher v'dalti lechem l'tamei, that I have made tamei to you, that these shratzim, I made tamei to you. So what do we see from there? That the Torah is obviously linking the tuma of shratzim to the achila of shratzim. And therefore, ma tuma b'kadasha, af achila b'kadasha. Just like the tuma of shratzim is violated when you eat even the size of a lentil, even the size of an adasha, the achila of shratzim is also violated even when you eat the size of a lentil. V'kal say Rabbi Yochanan! And Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, good drasha, I like it! So don't you see from here that Rabbi Yochanan says it's a good drasha, that the achila of shratzim is not bekazayis, it's bekadasha, the kasha l'drav, and therefore this is a kasha on Rav, who said that the Yisrael achila, the Rav was the top line of this amud, Amar Rav Yudomar Rav, that the Yisrael achila of shratzim is only bekazayis. So says Gemara lo kasha, kan b'misasan, kan b'chayehen. No, it's not a problem at all. When do we say that tuma is bekadosh, is b'misasan? So then, when you eat it b'misasan, the israchil is also going to be the same shear as the shear tuma. But when it's alive, where there is no tuma, shratzim are not metame when they're alive. So when it's alive and there is no tuma, and then you eat shratzim, then the israchil is going to be bekazayis. So Rav, when he said that the israchil is shratzim is bekazayis, was talking about live shratzim. Rabbi Yochanan, who praised the drasha that the israchil is shratzim is bekadosh, Dasha was talking about dead shratzim. So says the Gemara, not so fast. Amle Abaye, v'arav amasnisin ka'i, umasnisin kol ha-shratzim katani, afilu mimisasan. But isn't Rav's comment made in the context of our Mishnah that we started with today, where we said hashkatzim, or we changed the girsa to hashratzim mitstarfim zeim zeh? And it's on that that Rav says that you're local of b'kazayis. And our Mishnah is talking about dead shratzim. It's talking about being mitstarfim with each other for tumah. So how can you say that Rav was only talking about live shratzim? He was going on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says kol ha-shratzim, dead shratzim, live shratzim, everything. So how can you say that Rav is only talking about live shratzim? So says Gemara, Amalei Rav Yosef, hey, do you could lachu? Rav Shmeitz Bialma Kamar. Says, I don't know how you know that Rav is going on the Mishnah. That's your own thing. I never said that. So I don't think Rav is going on the Mishnah. I think Rav is just making a general statement about live shratzim, that when a person eats live shratzim, he's going to be chayiv only b'kezayis, not b'kadasha. So says Gemara, v'kalsei Rabbi Yochanan. Was Rabbi Yochanan really mekalis this teaching? Did he really think that this was a good idea, this was a good teaching, that live shratzim are going to be... that when a person eats dead shratzim, the Yisra Achil is going to be bekadasha. It's not going to be bekazayis. Granted, the Yisra Tumah is bekadasha. Did Rabbi Yochanan think it was a good idea to say that the Yisra Achil is also bekadasha? Meisvei ha'evar nein lem shir. When it comes to Aver Menachai, there's no shir of how big it has to be. You know, there's no shir kazayis. As long as it's an Aver. An Aver consists of basar, gid, and vatsamos. So let's say the tip of your pinky finger is an Aver Shalem, right? It has basar, gid, and vatsamos, and it's probably smaller than a kazayis, than anybody's, it's a little smaller than an olive, so even though it's a little smaller than an olive, it's still a nisrachila vever minachai you'd always have, as long as it's an ever shalim. So afilu pachas mi kazayis nevelo, pachas mi kadasha min asheretz metamin. Even less than a kazayis of nevelo, less than an adasha of asheretz, if it's an ever shalim, it's going to be metame. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, ein lokan alei an olive b'kazayis. And Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, but you don't get malchus unless it's a kazayis. So don't you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the shear is going to be b'kazayis? How can you say Rabbi Yochanan praised the concept that the shear is only going to be b'kadasha, that the shear achila is also b'kadasha? Rabbi Yochanan over here says that ein lokan alei an olive b'kazayis. He said before the kadasha is enough. So says Gemara Amarava, b'muv dolin diber akasuv. No, that we're talking about those shratzim that are designated for extra tumah. That's where he's going to say that even the Yisrachil is going to be b'kadasha. But generally speaking, this year is going to be b'kazayis. Amle ravad bar ava l'rava elameata behema nami liflagi bein muvdalis l'sheinu muvdalis. Well, if we're going to make a distinction between different types of shratzim, those shemona shratzim that the Torah dafka singled out for tumah, so we should say the same thing by behema. We should make the same distinction in the world of behema between muvdalis v'sheinu muvdalis. Tosus explains this as the lines begin to get wide, right in the last skinny line. Valzep parach behema nami liflag bein muvdalis l'sheinu muvdalis ki echid gabi shratzim. Just like by Shratzim, only those Shratzim that were singled out, do we say that the Isra Achilu is going to be the same as the Isra of Tuma? So we should say the same by Behema in general, we should say Achila and Tuma are one and the same. So the Lashon of the Gemara is totally not what it sounds like. It's not that we're being mechalik between muvdal and ena muvdal. There is no behema that's muvdal. There is no behema that's muvdal l'tuma. A dead carcass of an animal is metamik in nevela. There's no special category within behema like you have within shratzim. What we mean to say is that just like those shratzim that are muvdal, we treat the Yisrachil and the Yisra tuma the same. We should say the same thing by behema, that the Yisrachil and the Yisra tuma should be the same. Samalei, so he says back, no. Ki makish rachmana lebal teshaktsu. When do we equate the Yisra Achil and the Yisra Tumah? That's in regards to Bal Teshaktu, but not in regards to the Shiurim, not in regards to Shiurim in general of Tumah and Achila. That we generally don't equate with each other, and therefore by Behema there's no such equation between the Shiur of Tumah and the Shiur of Achila. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Yud Zayin tomorrow.